Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across all of the platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. If you want to check us out on TV, we're on Samsung TV, Roku, Fubo, all of the places where you can find You Better You Bet. And if you're listening to us, you're driving in the car, picking up the kids, getting some last-minute Christmas shopping done, Sirius Channel 160, Sirius XM 205 is where you can find us. And make sure to hit me up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram. We will be in those IG streets at Femi_Abebefe. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Monday. We have Tyler Morales, we got Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Sunday Night Football game that saw the Patriots beat the Baltimore Ravens. But as always, we want to hear from you guys because it's a Monday, Monday before Christmas, holiday weekend. People are starting to take some time off of work. It's always a fun time of year. What's your best bet for Monday Night Football between the 49ers and the Colts? Could be side, total, prop. Let us know your best bet and why, and we will give you a tip of the cap, you out there, a real one, later on in the program. All you need to do is drop it into the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat. You should know where to find us by now. But before we get into what we saw last night, I want to go ahead and address the news that I put out earlier today. This is indeed my last show here on You Better You Bet. We will talk about this a little bit more during the 4 to 7 hour with Nick Costos to wrap up the show. But yeah, the tweet is out there. I know everyone's not on Twitter, not everyone's on social media. So if you're not in those streets, just letting you know right now, this is my last show here on You Better You Bet. What a ride it has been. And we will do that and reflect and go ahead and reminisce on all the memories a little bit later on during the program. But this is my last show today on the show. I guess it's not last show today. This is my last show here on You Better, You Bet. But let's go ahead and talk some football here because I don't want to reminisce more on this stuff. We'll do that a little bit later on. Let's have some fun and let's reflect and reminisce on what we saw over the weekend in the National Football League. And how about last night's game? Boy, oh boy. The New England Patriots get the 28-24 win over the Baltimore Ravens. And before we get to New England, because they are the victors, and New England, hell of a season continues as they're now sitting there at 12-3. Hey, you get another slip up from the Denver Broncos. Maybe the Patriots potentially have the number one seed. But the Baltimore Ravens is where I want to start, because isn't it just fitting for the Baltimore Ravens that this is how this game went? And there's still a chance that the Ravens can win the AFC North, mind you. They would need the Steelers to lose to the Cleveland Browns this upcoming Sunday. Good luck with that one. But hey, it's possible. It's an NFL game. Things kind of happen. They would also need to beat the Green Bay Packers, likely without Lamar Jackson, after the report that just came out about 20 minutes ago, where John Harbaugh is saying that this is like a serious back injury, but Lamar is now day-to-day. I don't know. That seems like an oxymoron to me. Like, serious back injury, but also he's day to day. All right. I guess we'll take your word on it, John. I'm not so sure I trust you on this one, but I'm not expecting Lamar Jackson to be playing Saturday night when they take on the Green Bay Packers. But why I say last night was so fitting for the Baltimore Ravens is that once again, the Baltimore Ravens showed us that they are top of the top, elite 1% self-saboteurs. That's what the Ravens are. That is why I cannot get behind the Baltimore Ravens anymore. I can't do it until they shake things up, and we'll get into that here a little bit shortly. But the Ravens are absolute self-saboteurs. This team is just, they're elite at beating themselves. And of course, it's a primetime game, and it starts out how most Ravens home games in primetime go. They get the ball, they go right down the field, they score a touchdown, and it has you thinking, oh man, are the Ravens back? I texted our show chat, is Lamar and the Ravens, are they back? Like, that drive looked like how it usually looked for the Baltimore Ravens in past years or earlier this year before Lamar Jackson got the injury. Like, it looked like the Ravens were one of those types of teams. What are those types of teams? Like the contending types of teams. That's what it looked like. And then the second drive on defense, when New England has the ball trying to respond, Drake May throws an interception. So now you're up 7-0. You have the ball, and like they're playing like the, like oh. Like it feels like one of those games where the Ravens might avalanche the New England Patriots. And just look at how the betting market was betting this game. Everyone on game day just slamming Baltimore. Like, the threes were no longer there. There was 3.5s. There was a couple places that closed Baltimore -4. Like, you would have thought that people knew the score prior to the start of the game. That's how confident they were in the Baltimore Ravens. And after two drives, how could you not be? It felt like most Ravens primetime games go. But then the second drive for the Ravens on offense happened. And Baltimore's driving. You know, they're now in New England territory. And Derrick Henry fumbles the football. And at that point, I was texting with my brother. We're watching the game. He's up in Seattle. He's watching the game. I'm watching the game. But we always text back and forth, especially during the primetime games. And after that Derrick Henry fumble, I said, uh-oh, the Ravens have arrived. And that's the self-sabotaging Ravens have arrived. I'm like, this is not going to go well. Because with every Ravens big game, the minute one bad thing happens, the whole thing crumbles down. How many times? We've seen it in the playoffs. Countless times with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. Countless times we have seen, uh-oh, adversity hit. How do we respond? And they never do. And last night, in a massive game, especially with what happened in Detroit with the Steelers beating the Lions, the Ravens needed to win last night's game to keep pace in the AFC North. And you just could see it on their faces, and you could feel the energy in the building go from, wow, we're back, to, oh my goodness, we are now in a pressure-packed game. And when have the Ravens played well in a pressure-packed game? I'm waiting. Like, anybody have a data point? Anyone have an example they want to show the class of when the Ravens played well in a pressure-packed game? a game with their playoff lives on the line? No, you don't have it because it's never happened with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. It just doesn't happen. And after that fumble, New England, of course, turns that into a touchdown. Bang, we now have a brand new game sitting here at 7-7. And when it was 7-7, I'm like, man, there's no way Baltimore's covered. There's no way. And in fact, I don't think they're going to win the game. And then on top of all of that, that feeling and just sensing the crowd, because you can kind of feel it. When you watch those games, those home crowds, when things are going well, it's great. When things are going poorly, you can kind of feel like the nervous energy. Unfortunately, in the second quarter, Lamar Jackson gets hurt. Back injury. And at that, it's like you just know it's one of those kinds of seasons for the Baltimore Ravens. And honestly, like I'm going to say this because I know it's bad right now for Baltimore. They're 7-8. The season has not been going how they wanted it to go. Big time expectations heading into the year. Think about how we started it. Ravens, Bills, that game where Baltimore clearly should have won, but they blew it because they're self-saboteurs. All the expectations in the world. Lamar Jackson gets hurt again in a season where I think he's had about roughly 47 injuries. And now they're without their starting quarterback. But right now it might feel painful, but I truly believe that this is a blessing in disguise for the Baltimore Ravens. Because this team needs to blow it up. It's over. It's done. It's the John Harbaugh-led Ravens are finished. It cannot continue. I don't know if it's the energy that Harbaugh has or if it's just things are getting stale, but the team does not come up big in big spots. And this Lamar Jackson injury-riddled season has kind of pointed to all of the shortcomings that the Baltimore Ravens have, especially on defense, mind you, where they have all these talented players, but they can't get stops against any credible quarterback. Against the bad quarterbacks, oh yeah. You throw Brady Cook out there against this Ravens defense, they're going to look like the 2000 Ravens. But against a good quarterback, against the Drake Mays of the world, against the Josh Allens of the world, this team's going to get lit on fire. And that's what happened again last night. All of the shortcomings that Lamar has been covering up, and it's not, Lamar deserves some blame in this as well. Because when he's been healthy, he's had his fair share of stinkers as well. But this year really put a microscope on all of the shortcomings of this Ravens program. And it's why they're likely not going to make the playoffs here in 2025. And if that's the case, what are you keeping Harbaugh around for? We've seen it. This team, this Harbaugh-Lamar version of the Ravens, they likely peaked 2 years ago. And I'll give credit to our BetMGM Network teammate, PJ Glasser, big-time Baltimore Ravens fan. We were all kind of making fun of PJ a couple of years ago after he was like, oh, no, the Ravens should have fired John Harbaugh and hired Mike McDonald. That's what PJ said. And at the time, it sounded crazy. But now looking back on it, 2 years later, PJ was right. Because this team peaked in that AFC title loss to the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2023. We don't have to rehash what happened last year in the playoffs when they collapsed against the Buffalo Bills and all that, the Andrews fumble, the Andrews drop two-point conversion that cost us money this past January. We don't have to get into all that noise. That's still one of the more sickening losses that I've taken as a bettor. But just where is the peak for this team? I think we've already seen it. So why does it need to continue? And it needed to look like this, how it has in 2025, I believe, for the Ravens to make a change. Now, will they? I'm not so sure. But I think John Harbaugh is squarely on the hot seat heading into these final couple weeks of the regular season. And if they don't make a change, shame on them. Because not all good things. I know Harbaugh's a Super Bowl winning coach. I think he's a good football coach. But not all good things just it should continue in perpetuity. Not everything's meant to last for forever. And I realize I'm saying that on this day. As we let that hang out there. Not everything is meant to last forever. And for John Harbaugh, what else is there for him to do? Andy Reid got fired from the Eagles. Does that mean Andy Reid's a bad coach? No, it had run stale. His time was up in Philadelphia. John Harbaugh's time is up in Baltimore. And you look at the other side of the field in last night's game. And here's the New England Patriots, who in one season have went from a 4-13 joke with Gerard Mayo, a laughingstock. Everyone's wondering what the Patriots are going to turn into post-Belichick, post-Brady. One season under Mike Vrabel. And here are the New England Patriots, 12-3, and perhaps a couple wins away from a potential number one seed. Vrabel obviously deserves a lot of credit for that. Like, a lot of the cast and characters have been there. They did make some signings like Diggs and Spillane. They brought in some really good veterans that they brought in. Milton Williams, who's been injured, by the way, the last few weeks. They brought in some guys. But Vrabel is the biggest change year over year and has, and why this team is playing like they're playing. But also, in addition to Vrabel, Drake May. I mean, that dude just continues to levitate each and every week. There's a reason why he is squarely in the MVP conversation. Now, will he win it this year? I tend to think Stafford's probably going to still win it. But at some point in his career, Drake May will win an MVP. He was awesome last night, despite a couple of turnovers. I thought the throws he was making, the deep balls, Drake May is phenomenal. And if Drake May is going to play this way, in a wide open AFC, outside of Josh Allen, who's like clearly better than Drake May at quarterback? We're going to talk about Trevor Lawrence coming up in the next segment. They're likely peers the way Trevor Lawrence has been playing. That dude's been unbelievable. But it's, you got May, you got Lawrence. I mean, Herbert's obviously a stud with what he's been doing, but May is on that tier with those guys. They're all looking up at Josh Allen, but they're all on that second tier, and that gives New England a fighting chance come January. It really does. Like, I've been on this kick that I think the Denver Broncos are going to win the AFC, and I still believe that despite what we saw yesterday, but man, like, New England's not going to be an easy out. This isn't going to be, oh, some team rolls in as a 7 seed and just takes out the 2-seeded Patriots because they don't have any experience. They don't have any guys that are like grizzled veterans in the postseason. Nah, I think this is going to be a very, very tough out for anyone as long as Drake May continues to play this way. Like, I feel great about where the New England Patriots are at right now. I do. And last night, on top of Drake May and Mike Vrabel, what he did, Stephon Diggs, hello. Like, this guy, I mean, I guess he's just been waiting for primetime to turn back the clocks. We had the great primetime game against the Buffalo Bills earlier this season. And then last night, like, he looked like 2020 Stephon Diggs, like the COVID season, his first year with Josh Allen. That's how great Stephon Diggs looked last night. And like fighting with like the medical staff to stay out of the blue tent, the whole thing was crazy. But Stephon Diggs looked like a bona fide one last night. Now, that's not going to happen over the course of the playoffs, but it just shows you the ceiling for this New England Patriots team. And if you're the Patriots, you got to love where you're at with your quarterback playing the way he's playing and your head coach being the lead conductor of this whole thing. Because say what you want about Vrabel, the guy knows how to coach and he knows how to navigate the playoffs. On the other side, we'll continue to recap what we saw from the weekend that was in the National Football League.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebefe hanging out with you guys here on this Monday. 40 minutes from now, you'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Patriots win over the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, like I said in the last segment, they got to blow this thing up, man. I think the Lamar injury, which is a serious back injury, but day-to-day, I'm still working through that one. I think that's a blessing in disguise. Like, don't make the playoffs. Blow it up. Let's get a new coach in there, and let's move forward. And hopefully then they can get over the hump with Lamar Jackson, because Lamar's not going anywhere. Two-time MVP. He ain't going anywhere, so you might as well try to get a new voice in there. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see the Ravens be self-saboteurs like they've been over the last few years. So Nick will talk about the Patriots win over Baltimore in 40 minutes. 20 minutes from now, we'll get into the CFP and what we saw from the first round. Great showing from the group of five over the weekend in the CFP. Also, Bama beating Oklahoma and Miami in what was probably one of the best bad games I've seen in my life, beating Texas A&M 10-3. But we'll get to that in 20 minutes. Joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? Have you booked your ticket to Santa Clara? Not this weekend, but maybe in February.
I have not yet, but I'm not going to lie. I keep watching this Chicago Bears team, and I'm starting to think about it now. Like, it's okay. Starting to become a reality. Like I said, once they beat the Eagles, this is just fun, no expectations, that went out the window. Then they're competitive, win the Packers, crush the Browns, beat the Packers. Like, this, it's not impossible that this team could be the one seed. I don't think it's going to happen. I do think they're going to win the division. And they get a couple games in Chicago in January. There's no reason they can't win those games. They are built for the cold.
I'll tell you what, like, watching that game, Green Bay should have won. But there's something to 100%. Be said about a team of destiny. Like, maybe they're just the team of destiny. Like, they might just be that team. It seems like they're having a blast. Like, I got a kick out of the good, better, best post that was posted by the Bears, like the locker room celebration and all that stuff. They're having a hell of a time. So good for the Chicago Bears, but it sucked betting the Packers money line. We'll get to that game here shortly, but let's get to what we have on number one on the docket, Bill. What's the number one thing we need to know this Monday afternoon?
Femi, let's start with this Pittsburgh Steelers-Detroit Lions game. The Steelers win this one 29-24. Let me summarize this best I can. Steelers go up 29-17 after a Jalen Warren 45-yard touchdown. He had 143 yards rushing and two scores. Lions quickly score seven to cut it to 29-24. Steelers get the ball back. Chris Boswell misses a 37-yard field goal, bonks it off the upright. Lions have a chance to go down. Game-winning drive, fourth and goal from the nine. Goff hits Amon-Ra St. Brown at the one. He's wrapped up. He laterals it back to Jared Goff, who dives into the end zone. The Lions win 30-29, but they don't. They call offensive pass interference on ARSB with no time on the clock. Game over. Lions lose. Steelers win. Femi, a wild finish to that one.
Yeah, perhaps Lions season over after that one. Yeah. I mean, like, my goodness.
the way that game ended. I'm just watching, like, there's flags, the officials are gathering, we think Goff has scored a touchdown. The whole thing was chaotic, and they actually got it right at the end there. Like, they explained it well. Now, maybe they could have used, like, an easier way to announce it to the crowd, but, like, ultimately the explanation was correct in saying, hey, like, yes, the ruling on the field is a touchdown. However, there was offensive pass interference, so the game is over. Like, just like, oh, like, insane. That's how it played out. But I think the big headline from this game, we joke about it every summer. We talk about it when we discuss NFL win totals. We talk about it ad nauseum. Mike Tomlin keeping his non-losing streak season. It extends. The streak is still alive. 19 straight years. This guy has been at least 500 or better in the NFL. 200th victory, as well as Aaron Rodgers was kind of hyping him up to the CBS crew at the end of the game when they were walking off, heading back into the locker room. Like, say what you will, and we all have jokes about it, and, like, I know some Steelers fans out there are upset that, oh, man, we have to keep Mike Tomlin now. We're likely going to win the division. Like, all right. On one hand, I understand you because you want more. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're six-time Super Bowl champions. You want to compete for Lombardi trophies. But on the other hand, that's an impressive streak. I mean, think about all these teams. I mean, look at the Chiefs, who are living in a dynasty. They're about to go below 500. Think about how easily you can lose more games than you win. And the fact that Mike Tomlin, that's never happened to him, that is as impressive a streak that we will see in NFL history. Like, kudos to Mike Tomlin for keeping that streak alive. And honestly, in watching the game yesterday, it wasn't your typical Steelers game where they kind of, like, you know, voodoo magic their way to the victory. If anything, the voodoo was going against them, as Bill was talking about the Chris Boswell field goal. Like, I was like, whoa, are they going to get screwed here and somehow lose the game that they've been dominating? Like, they were the team that was moving the ball up and down the field. I mean, I was looking at the box score last night, 481 yards of offense from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't remember the last time I saw them put up that many yards. Like, Rodgers is looking good. Jaylen Warren's just ripping off 45-yard touchdowns like they're nothing. Like, the Steelers looked pretty damn good. Now, I still think they're a low-ceiling team come playoff time, especially when you look at the quarterbacks that they're likely going to have to face, either, like, a Josh Allen or a Justin Herbert. Like, those are the guys that they're going to have to play in that 4-5 matchup, because I think New England's going to safely win the AFC East. Like, it's just, I don't think the Steelers can get it done. Like, I don't really think that they can beat those kinds of teams. So while this is great, they're going to host a home playoff game. I think in a couple of weeks here, or 3 weeks to be exact, I think a lot of Steelers fans are still going to be angry about why can't we win in the postseason. Now, on the other side, for the Detroit Lions, dude, like, this was just like a disaster season. Season from hell. Like, we thought the Niners were having the season from hell. They've risen above it. It's actually been the Lions. And if the Lions weren't the Lions, and this is no shade to them, but if they were, like, I don't know, the Packers or the Cowboys or some other big brand team, I think a lot of people would be talking about how disappointing a season this was for the Detroit Lions. Like, this team has so much talent and an incredibly high ceiling. And the injuries just absolutely decimated them on the back end of the defense. But the offense, for a decent chunk of the season, has been healthy. And there are some games where the Lions will be looking back at this thing and saying, man, how did we lose to J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings at home? How did we lose this game? How did we lose that game? I think the Lions will bounce back because I still believe in Dan Campbell. I think he's a great coach, and he's going to continue to put other good coaches around him, and they will continue to build a roster because Brad Holmes appears he knows what he's doing. But, yeah, this is a season where, man, they're going to be looking back and saying, man, we really kind of just, like, let that one slip away, and we should have been a little bit more buttoned up to respond to some of the adversity that we faced with all those injuries. So, Lions, I think they'll be back. They're going to lick their wounds. We'll hear from them again in 2026. But they got to get back and healthy, especially on defense, before they're actually going to be contending once again in a wide-open NFC. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, it's crazy to get two games like this in the same season, let alone on the same weekend. But we've got another crazy finish. Bears 22, Packers 16 in overtime. Bears were down 16-6 late in the fourth quarter. Field goal to cut it to 7, but they botched the 2-minute warning in terms of clock management, just like they did in Minnesota in week 1, forces them to go for an onside kick. They get it. Jahdae Walker, touchdown, to send it to overtime. A fumbled snap by Malik Willis. Bears get the ball. Caleb Williams to DJ Moore from midfield. An incredible comeback, 22-16. Bears win and clinch a playoff spot.
13 points in the fourth quarter from the Chicago Bears. They had 3 points in the previous three quarters. Like, it was just one of those crazy games. And Caleb Williams, I don't know, I think he's starting to now get credit for this, but what he does in these fourth quarters and in these big spots where it's like, hey, this is a gotta have it drive, we need you to come up with plays, like that's where you see the ability that got him selected number one overall. Whether it's the mobility to keep the chains moving, where it's like, hey, nobody's open, I gotta just make something happen, he makes it happen. Or the throwing ability. I mean, the ball to DJ Moore was absolutely gorgeous. Like one of the best throws of the year. And he's doing that while being hit into the wind in freezing cold temperature. Like, that's big time ability. Like, this guy, like, if he could just put that together for an entirety of a game, then the Bears would really be cooking with something. And maybe that's what's down the line in year three, year four for Caleb Williams. But as it stands right now, he's coming up with the plays at the end of the game, which also matters because it's why they're winning these football games. And man, like, you have to give them credit for that resolve. Clearly, Ben Johnson, in just one short year, give a lot of credit to Mike Vrabel in the last segment. We got to give credit to Ben Johnson here. This guy has completely flipped around the culture for the Chicago Bears. There is a real belief in that locker room that they're never out of it. And that's dangerous, man. A team that believes is a team that is dangerous. And the Chicago Bears believe in it. Like, whether they're down by 10, I'm on Packers money line being like, hey, man, as long as nothing crazy happens, I think I win my bet. Well, here's crazy. Crazy for the rest of the game. And, like, of course, I know, I'm sure there's Packers fans out there or other Packers bettors out there who are saying, well, Femi, I mean, like, Jordan Love got concussed. That's why they won. But yeah, you could point to that. Of course you could point to that. But, like, that's also football, man. Like, and Malik Willis, say what you want about Malik Willis. I actually thought the Packers offense was moving the ball pretty well with Malik Willis at quarterback. And I was telling Bill this earlier this afternoon. Like, throwing in a quarterback like Malik Willis after Jordan Love was your starter, that's a curveball for a defense. Because Malik Willis is nothing like Jordan Love as a quarterback. Like, here's a guy that's a little bit more limited as a passer, but is a big-time athlete. Like, Jordan Love is a decent athlete, but a big-time passer. So all of a sudden, the game plan of, all right, like, here's how we want to defend Jordan Love, you got to throw it out the window. Because Malik Willis, the Packers offense with him, is way different than the Packers offense with Jordan Love. So it was a little bit of a curveball. I'm not saying that they were better off with Malik Willis, but it changed the dynamics of the game. So I don't think it's as easy as just saying, well, they won because Jordan Love got concussed. Yeah, Packers are more likely to win if he stays healthy, but I mean, Jordan Love wasn't lighting the world on fire when he was healthy in this game. So you got to give the Bears their credit. As for Green Bay, hopefully Jordan Love clears protocol. I guess, like, that's where we're at right now. They still have some cushion because Detroit lost, but you don't want this to go to week 18. You want to just win, beat the Ravens, and then make sure that you can focus on getting guys healthy in week 18 and getting them healthy for the stretch run. Because if this thing has to go to week 18 where it's we need to win, that's where it can get a little bit dicey. I know they're playing the Vikings, so it's like not like the craziest opponent, but still, just finish it now, and hopefully Jordan Love is healthy. But if he's not, looks like we're going to have Malik Willis, who's banged up with his own shoulder injury to begin with, and he'll be the guy that has to close the deal out on Saturday night. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, the other Saturday game, Eagles 29, Commanders 18. Eagles clinched the division. Commanders hung in there till the fourth quarter. Eagles score a couple of touchdowns, including a two-point conversion to go up 19 instead of 18 with 4 minutes to go. Commanders didn't appreciate that too much, but regardless, Femi, Eagles do clinch the division, and now they can look towards the postseason.
Yeah, this was another game that I bet Saturday that had a quarterback getting injured. I just had all the good luck on Saturday, man. bet the Packers, Love is out. Bet the Commanders. Commanders looked live in the game. I thought for a second, I was like, are they going to win? Like, let alone cover. Like, they might win this game. I had +7, and that goes out the window when Josh Johnson enters the game. Like, Josh Johnson enters, throws an interception across the field, and at that point, I knew I was absolutely cooked. Credit to the Eagles, though. I mean, that's a big deal. No one's repeated in this division since 04. The fact that they get it done, good for them. They still have some things that they need to iron out, And I'm curious to see how they approach this game on Sunday against Buffalo, how much they want to show, what they're willing to put out there. Sounds like they might get Lane Johnson back and Jalen Carter back for this game. So those guys are coming back right on time. But the big thing for Philly is, hey, get healthy to the playoffs. You're likely going to be the 3 seed. So just focus on being healthy and hosting whichever one of those NFC West teams that you have rolling into the city of brotherly love. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, time to get serious about the Jacksonville Jaguars. 34-20, they beat the Broncos in Denver, pinning Denver's first home loss of the season on them. Jaguars have won 6 in a row, 11-4 on the season. Trevor Lawrence, 300 total yards, 4 total touchdowns, playing like the stud prospect he was 4 years ago. And Femi, the Jaguars are still in it in the AFC for the number one seed.
This one is a very eye-opening result. Like, I thought this was one of the big results of what we saw over the weekend. I thought Denver was going to win this game. I like Denver all week long. We talked about a Broncos -3. Some places even had 4 yesterday, ended up closing 3.5. They went in there and whooped them. They really did. Like, I know the box score might say one thing, and Denver definitely had some explosive plays in the first half. But once we got to the second half, Denver offensively couldn't really do much. And Jacksonville just kept driving the ball, going into the red zone. And the big thing that they kept pointing out on the broadcast, and I 100% agree with it, is like the red zone is where Denver thrives. They got cooked in the red zone. Like, the Jags, anytime they got inside the 20, touchdown. Like, they were incredibly efficient in the red zone. And Trevor Lawrence, the way he's been playing, we can't just say, oh, it's just against the Jets. Like, whatever, we'll see. No, Denver's one of the best defenses in the league. How about 279, 3 touchdowns in your eye hole from Trevor Lawrence? Like, this guy is putting himself on that kind of tier that makes you wonder, huh, maybe Jacksonville's ceiling is to actually win not just a playoff game, but playoff games, as in multiple. And as someone who's invested in the Houston Texans to win the AFC South, yesterday, that was not a fun afternoon watching the Jacksonville Jaguars take care of business and keep that one game gap between them and the Texans. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the other games from the National Football League, plus CFP, Bama rolling on in Miami. Can they keep it competitive with Ohio State? We'll answer that question next year on You Better, You Bet.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Monday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys here this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Patriots' win over the Baltimore Ravens. New England now 12-3 as they inch closer and closer to winning the AFC East. And they punched their ticket to the postseason last night, beating those Ravens. And then, of course, on the Steelers' win over the Detroit Lions. Detroit, man, they're going to want that one back. Although, Pittsburgh deserved win, and not a voodoo victory for the Steelers, a legitimate win that somehow became a sweaty victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Nick, we'll talk about that to begin the next hour. But let's wrap about some of these other games that we saw in the National Football League from over the weekend, as well as a little college football. We'll, of course, start in the professional ranks. How about those Carolina Panthers? Keep pounding. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-20 to take over first place in the NFC South. Watched a decent amount of this game yesterday because I bet Carolina +3, and so I was locked in. These two teams suck, if we're being honest. Neither of these teams are good. They're not good teams, but someone has to win the division. And I actually thought Bryce Young played pretty well. He made the necessary plays. He's actually really good, like extending plays and keeping stuff alive. I mean, he's out there. He just looks so small. Like, it looks like someone like let their little brother play with the varsity team. But got to give him his credit. He was making plays. Ted Aroa McMillan, I mean, he inches closer and closer to winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. I know there's been like a Tyler Shuck sort of movement in the betting market. Like, knock it off. Stop. Like, Tyler Shuck has like, what, like 8 touchdown passes on the year? Yeah, I don't win no damn Offensive Rookie of the Year. Like, let's be for real. But Ted Aroa McMillan, I thought was awesome in the game yesterday. And Tampa, despite moving the football, like for much of the game, they just seem like they're off, man. I don't know what it is. Like, maybe it's just run its course with Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield. I tend to think it has, as we talked about these the head coach and quarterback combination after their loss to Atlanta last week. Like, I'm not a believer in this Baker Mayfield, Todd Bowles version of the Buccaneers. The ceiling to me feels like they could just win the NFC South and that's about it. And they actually still have a chance to do that, mind you. Like, Carolina's a 7-point dog on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. The Buccaneers are a 5.5-point favorite against the Miami Dolphins. The likely outcome is Tampa wins, Carolina loses, and then week 18 will be for all the marbles in Tampa. So there's a good chance that Tampa actually wins the South, despite what we saw yesterday. But whoever wins this, they're going to have to take on that second place team in the NFC West. Do you really give them that much of a chance? I'm not so sure. I thought I was going to for sure bet one of these teams against Seattle, just given Sam Darnold's history in the postseason. Now, I just look at it, I'm like, I don't know, man. They feel like a free square, if I'm being completely honest, with the NFC South. But kudos to the Panthers. They're now in first place, and they have a good chance to win the division. But maybe if they can get that upset victory over the Seattle Seahawks, they don't have to wait till week 18 to do it. The Chargers, they got by the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, 34-17. And I was telling everyone who would listen all last week that the Chargers are going to win this game. I mean, literally. On one side, you have Jim Harbaugh. On the other side, you have Brian Schottenheimer. And for somehow, Schottenheimer's team was favored. I don't know, man. It never made sense to me. I bet the Chargers on the money line. It was never really a sweat. Justin Herbert, I mean, I'll have all these conversations about MVP and Stafford and May and Josh Allen. Herbert should be in those conversations as well. Not to win it, but just as like a guy that's going to finish in fourth or fifth place, because he's been playing really, really well despite the hand injury that he suffered a few weeks ago. Herbert was awesome in the game. Amarion Hampton was awesome. If this Chargers offensive line, and it's such a shame, because I believe had the Chargers been healthy on the offensive line, I actually think that they would have won the AFC. I really do. Like, if Joe Walt had stayed healthy, if Rashawn Slater never blows out his knee in training camp, I think this team would have won the AFC, just given how things have broken. And I know a lot of people can say, well, if this injury, if that injury, but like this was like a cluster injury on the O-line, which was once a strength of the team, now a weakness. And they held up their end of the bargain against Dallas. No Quinnen Williams, that helped out for sure. But this upcoming Saturday, it's a real test for the Chargers as they take on this Houston Texans team that has a ferocious pass rush. And as for the Dallas Cowboys, I know Jerry said that like this didn't feel like they underachieved this year or whatever. It's like, come on, like this was always a lost season. The season was over when they traded Micah Parsons when I was in Cabo back in August. Like, it's been done since then. This was probably like the least emotionally invested I've been on a Dallas Cowboys team in like since like the Campo years, to be quite honest. Like going into this, I was just like, yeah, I know how this is going to end. They're not going to play that well. Great. Sweet. Cool. See you later. Yeah. Apathy. It's a real feeling with America's team and the fan base. And unless they get some things corrected, like get a new defensive coordinator. How about that? That's for starters. Unless they do those things, I don't know how the fan base is going to come back fired up about 2026. Like, yeah, like getting Quinnen Williams is awesome. And if they bring Pickens back, great. You know, you got a fun offense. But like this team is just not going to win enough games because they don't have the personnel, nor do they have the coaching on the defensive side of the ball. How about the game we saw in Northeast Ohio? The Buffalo Bills sneak by the Cleveland Browns, 23-20. Not your typical Josh Allen game. Didn't really do much, like 12 of 19 for 130 yards. But the guy who did a lot was James Cook. James Cook, I don't know what it, I don't think he's like the best running back in the league, although he's in the conversation. But I think he might be the coolest running back in the league. This dude, on his runs, he's like gliding through and like just looks so awesome. The run that he had where like he starts out on the right side and then cuts back to the left and cuts back to the right and just houses it against a really good Browns defense. Cook was amazing in the game, 117, a couple of touchdowns. Buffalo defensively though, I was texting our show chat yesterday just saying, man, this Bills defense, they're gonna get torched in the playoffs. It's why I'm not a believer, despite them having the best player in the conference in these playoffs. Like, hey, you got Josh Allen. Great. That should carry you all the way, right? Wrong. This defense stinks. And maybe it was just a sleepy spot, a look ahead spot with this Eagles game being on deck and it's, oh, we're playing the Browns, whatever. I don't know, man. Like this defense, every week it feels like they're getting lit on fire. I mean, last week against the New England Patriots in the first half, they couldn't get a stop to save their lives. So how do you trust this defense going forward? Me personally, I do not. So I will not be betting on the Buffalo Bills come playoff time. The Minnesota Vikings, they beat the New York Giants 16-13 yesterday. Laid 2.5 with the Vikings. It was a journey, wasn't it? Like Minnesota at times felt like they should have been up by 10, maybe 14 points. At times it felt like maybe they should be losing the game. Fortunately, we were able to still cover despite J.J. McCarthy suffering a hand injury. Doesn't sound great for J.J. I'm guessing that it's going to be the Max Brosmer experience once again on Christmas against the Detroit Lions. How about that sentence? It was Brosmer versus the Lions on Christmas. Great. But Minnesota, they take care of business for the Giants. Dude, like Jackson Dart, are we sure? Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, are we sure? Because if they wanted to kind of like neuter his play style, which they should, he can't keep doing the concussion stuff. Because like that's like the fast track to getting out of the league. But if he can't play with reckless abandon, what's the ceiling on Jackson Dart? I think that's a very important question that the Giants have to ask themselves this offseason. Because there's a good chance the New York Giants are going to get a chance to draft a quarterback. And I'm not saying that they should immediately replace Jackson Dart, but they got to evaluate the situation. Because I'm not so sure this is a slam dunk based on his best games were when this guy was going absolutely crazy, like a recluse and putting himself in harm's way. So that's just something to think about for Big Blue over these next 2 or 3 months. I couldn't believe that the Houston Texans were in like a dogfight with the Las Vegas Raiders. They win the game 23-21. Houston was flat the entire time. Offensively, not a whole lot of life. They eventually found their way towards the end. I know Nick Chubb had a big first down. Nico Collins had the big clinching first down. But Houston offensively, I think this is why I'm just sort of thinking that this is a team that wins a playoff game, but then probably gets bounced in the divisional round. Offensively, it's just not there. Defensively, they're awesome. Even though yesterday wasn't their best game, it felt like they were kind of sort of sleepwalking too against this bad Raiders offense. But yeah, Houston to me, I think they can beat the Chargers and maybe they get some help and win the division still. I'm crossing my fingers, hoping for it. But I think they're one playoff win, get bounced out, and better teams will be playing on Championship Sunday in the AFC, in my opinion, than the Houston Texans. And finally, the Cincinnati Bengals, they absolutely pantsed the Miami Dolphins 45-21. The biggest thing for me with this game was prior to kickoff, and this is about like an hour, maybe 90 minutes before kickoff, we get all the Sunday morning news dumps. And the insiders are reporting, oh, you know, like Mike McDaniel is expected to return in 2026. That report's out there. An hour later, this is the performance that his team puts out there. If you ask me, someone who's on the outside, doesn't sound like the team wants this guy to hang around. I know they're playing Quinn Ewers, first start, etc. This is the best situation you could possibly put in a rookie, right? At home against the Bengals defense. And he looked dreadful. And the team looked dreadful. Not just on offense, but on defense. The Bengals destroyed them. I think if I'm Steven Ross, I'm thinking twice about letting Mike McDaniel come back here, especially if I'm hiring a new general manager and I'm going to have a new quarterback, since we all know the Tua Tagovailoa experience is done down on South Beach. Before we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about college football, the CFP, and what we saw over the weekend. Alabama beats Oklahoma 34-24. I bet Bama on the money line. And the first quarter and a half, I was like, whoa, I'm at the barbershop getting my hair cut. Like on one screen, they got the undercard for the Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua fight, which we don't need to recap. But on the other one, they have the college football game. I'm just telling my barber, I'm like, yeah, I'm on Alabama. I'm hoping Alabama wins. And it wasn't going well. But then the tide turned, figuratively and literally. Bama just runs them out the building after that, going on a 34-7 run to end the game. So shout out to Alabama for getting that done. Don't think they're going to be around much longer, though. I actually think Indiana's going to kill them in the Rose Bowl. Miami, they beat A&M, called it one of the best bad games I've ever seen. It was a terrible game, but it was a compelling game as they won it 10-3. Miami was the better team, I thought, during the day. Marcel Reed, I think there's about like 12 throws that he would want back from what we saw on Saturday. Oregon and JMU. This was going on at the same time as Packers Bears. I had Packers money line. Clearly that lost. 20 seconds later, JMU scores a touchdown to cover the number. Within 20 seconds, I lose Oregon -20.5 and Packers money line. That's my recap for Oregon beating JMU 51-34. And Ole Miss Tulane, as we said all last week, a lay it and laugh situation. The Rebels get it done. Tulane probably should never have been in the CFP, if we're being completely honest. Nick Costos joins us on the other side with his thoughts on the Patriots' win over the Ravens on Sunday night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.